Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Juan Pablo from the 100% Finance Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about hard money. Hard money is equal to good money. All right? Because many people have reservations about using hard money. Oh, the points. Oh, the interest rate. Oh, it's so expensive. Well, guess what? You can make a deal happen with hard money. Isn't that right, Kenneth?
That is correct.
All right, guys. So Kenneth, he's our special guest for today's episode, Hard Money Equals Good Money. So welcome to the podcast, Kenny. I greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you, thank you. So, Kenneth, without further ado, please share with our audience your story and what brought you to hard money.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a numbers guy. Always have been. Got a couple degrees in math, engineering, and finance. And so finance and hard money tend to found me. I've been in real estate for about 20 years now, funded a number of projects, started off as a residential wholesaler, kind of gravitated into the commercial world, ended up at an investment bank focusing on funding commercial real estate projects, and which ultimately led me to where I'm at now. What we do is we provide funding for residential and commercial real estate projects, and non-owner occupied, of course. What that means is you guys cannot live in the property in any way, but that's kind of how we started out and how we fund our projects. I love doing it. I like to consider ourselves one of the folks that are a little bit more creative as to how we fund for folks and, you know, things of that sort.
All right, perfect, perfect. So many people have questions about hard money. So can you do us a favor, Kenneth, and first and foremost tell us what is hard money and why do people use it in contrast to a conventional mortgage?
Gotcha. Well, hard money essentially is an asset-based loan. It's a short-term asset-based loan. Typically, people use it. The biggest reason why people use it is for leverage. Obviously, if we have clients that range from that have tons of money in their bank accounts and clients who don't have a lot of money in their bank account, but they use it for the same reason. And that reason is to utilize our funds to go out and either buy a property or buy multiple properties, and therefore they can fund the project, rehab it, ultimately sell it for retail value, and make a good amount of money and walk away and hopefully come back to us. One of the biggest differences between us and other folks, or so when I say other folks, I mean conventional lending, we fund non-bankable loans. Essentially what that means is you're not going to be able to go into a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, a Chase, or any one of those very fine institutions and have them fund a distressed or dilapidated property. They're just not going to do that. And so in that case, when that happens, a lot of folks will come to us because we don't mind taking on the risk, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're just taking on risk to fund this project. We take on the risk, assuming that it looks good to us and assuming that you look good as a person financially, we'll actually fund that project for you and in short order as well.
Wow, that's excellent. So when you say non-bankable, you mean that the property is inhabitable, right? Meaning there's
correct.
No electric, perhaps no kitchen cabinets, a distressed,
correct.
Beat up, ugly house tore up from the floor. Is that accurate?
You're right. Absolutely. You know, a lot of those type of houses tend to scare a lot of folks away. But we kind of live in what I like to call the alternate world of lending, where a lot of things that shouldn't make sense do make sense. The uglier, the better. The biggest thing for hard money is you want to be able to buy the property in a decent location. whether the location is already established or it's on the rise of becoming established. And so when folks bring us properties that are in horrible condition, where you wouldn't even allow a dog to live in it, we look at it and say, hey, look, no problem. If the numbers make sense to us, the numbers make sense. And unlike your traditional bank, who will not fund, unless you get a certain type of loan, a 203K loan, for the most part, they're going to stay away from that because they'd rather use their capital to fund nice, pretty homes, whereas we use our capital to fund ugly, distressed homes. And so, therefore, you guys can renovate them and rehab them into being nice, pretty homes and ultimately sell it for a good amount of money and walk away happy and come back to us at some point in time as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Kenneth, but an investor would be interested in pursuing a distressed asset using hard money simply because they can buy the property at a good discount.
Correct. Correct. They're going to be able to buy the property at a good discount, and also they're going to be able to add value to that property by renovating it or adding some more square footage, adding more bedrooms and bathrooms. And by adding that value to the property, now they can sell to a retail buyer, and those are the folks that banks love to lend to in a relatively quick time frame. One of the biggest differences with us and other folks is we fund really fast. Even if you were to do a very similar loan product that a bank does offer, it's called a FHA 203 loan. With that, it's going to take about 60 days for you to close. Within that 60-day time frame, you will probably look at and probably lose a couple of deals, as opposed to what we do is we fund really quickly. If the deal makes sense to us, and if we can fund the deal within 5 to 7, worst case scenario, 10 business days. So we move really quickly, so therefore you can go out into the market and keep buying properties and things of that sort.
Fast cash. That's what I like about hard money.
Yes,
I've done four hard money deals, guys, four hard money deals that I've actually closed on, and that was one of the selling points in regard to getting a property under contract with a motivated seller, mm-hmm. or with working with a bank or so forth, with that, hey, I'm bringing cash to the table, and that's what hard money is referred to. So speaking about hard money, Kenneth, and bringing cash to the table, I know that this is recorded, and I know mm-hmm. we're on a podcast, right? But if you can give us somewhat of like the general terms, because I always get those people, Kenneth, they say, hey, well, in this podcast, on episode 47, you said the interest rate will be X amount, right? So at the time of this recording, can you just give our audience a general idea of what the interest rates can range from, the point, a little bit about your hard money program?
Sure, no problem. So essentially, we like to make it as easy as possible for folks, and with our terms, they're really competitive compared to what's out here in the market, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in any one of the cities in Florida we fund. Typically, our interest rates are contingent upon two things. Number one, your credit rating, and number two, the assets you have in your available to you. I would even argue a third thing, which would be the type of property that you're looking to buy. Interest rates start off at 12%, and they can go as high as 15%. Again, it is contingent upon your credit rating, and it is contingent upon the assets that you have in your coffers. And what I mean by assets, to qualify with us, we would definitely want to see your bank statements, but we'd also take a look at your global liquidity position. That's an old-school banking term. Essentially what that means is, how much liquidity do you have, you know, through your IRA or 401k or money market, anything along those lines? And that really determines what the interest rate will be. So until I really see the client's picture, we don't necessarily like to quote them first. And then once we have their information, then we go ahead and give them a quote. Origination points, minimum 4% of the entire loan amount. And we have ways in which we can fund you with you needing either 10% as a down payment or up to 20% as a down payment. And that is also a contingent upon, obviously, credit rating, obviously the assets that you have in your coffers, and lastly, of course, the type of the deal that you're working on. You know, the riskier the deal, obviously, there may be some more cash to close. But all that being said, our goal is to always try to find the best way to minimize your out-of-pocket expenses. That's why a lot of folks tend to use us and tend to come to us, because they know that by working with us, they know that they're going to be able to bring the least amount of money to a deal. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that happens. Again, we don't like making guarantees, but we'll try to do our best in that regard as well.
Thank you so much, Kenneth, for explaining that. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are interested in hard money, just keep in mind every hard money lender is different. They're not backed by Fannie or Freddie, and they're private lenders. So with them being private lenders, they can create their own terms. Because Kenneth, being online, people say, hey, well, what's the interest rate going to be, or do I need to bring a down payment? And I have to say, well, every market is different, and unfortunately, I'm not an encyclopedia. I can't tell you what the market is in Minnesota, but I can tell you only about the market that I've personally invested in, which has been Pennsylvania as well as in Georgia. And both hard money lenders have always been different, okay?
Correct.
So the next question I want to elaborate on are the tiers. So you have to go in depth, but can you please explain what do you mean by the hard money lending tiers?
Sure. So one of the things that we pride ourselves on is we have – all credit scenario types, and we will fund whether you have a 750 middle credit score. I know it's one, and that's one of the things that you advocate for. So, for example, if your middle credit score is 700 or better, you'll be able to bring 10% of the total loan project cost. And what I mean by that is the rehab budget plus the purchase price. You'll bring 10% of that number. And second tier, if your middle credit score is below a 700, you'll bring 15% of the total project cost to closing. Obviously, we still attach origination points as well as closing costs to the loan as well. And then we have two other tiers. Essentially, those are for folks who do not want to use their credit or who cannot use their credit. And if you tell me, hey, look, you know, my credit is just not where I want it to be, as long as you have liquidity, as long as you can show that you can fund this project or bring cash to the deal, you'll be required to bring about 20% of the purchase price or 20% of the total project cost. Interest rate is a little higher. Origination points are a little higher, but it still allows you to get into a deal and hopefully make some money in the deal. Lastly, one of the things I want to stress, and I know I had a conversation with a person the other day, our hard money loans are simple interest loans. What that means is, you guys are not paying down the loans. Clients do not pay down the loans. You'll make a monthly interest payment every month up until you either sell the property or refinance the property or exit the property. So one of the funny stories, this individual, they went with another group over in Atlanta, and I guess whomever they used failed to tell them that their 10 months of interest payments were not applied to the loan. They thought that they were paying down the loan, when in fact they weren't. Obviously, hard money loans do not amortize. Guys, that's just a nice Latin word for saying you're just paying it down, or the loan is, I hate to use this word, but dying. They do not do that in any way. So I want to make certain that people understand that. This is a simple interest-only loan, no prepayment penalties, that allows you to buy the property, rehab it, and then hopefully sell it for a decent amount of money. Do it again.
Yeah, well, that individual you spoke to, he should have slapped himself, or you should have slapped him for it.
I felt bad for him. I felt bad for him. Like, I don't know.
How do you not? That's a financial freedom principle, is evaluate all consequences up front. If you're about to sign on the dotted line, you need to know all the consequences. You need to know the terms, the points, the interest rate, whether it's a prepayment penalty, whether it's a down payment required. You also need to know how long can you hold this when the principal is due, all that stuff. And for him, nothing.
Exactly. I was flabbergasted because, and guys, no one wants to – we want you to be educated as to how to fund the deal. Most hard money lenders, and I would say the overwhelming majority of us are, folks who are going to do the right thing, and we want to see you do a successful deal and, hopefully come back to us. So there are some, groups, some folks who may not share all that information, but even still, when you sign closing docs, that information is clearly spelled out, that this is an interest-only loan, it's simple interest, you're not paying down the loan. So whenever you are signing docs and whenever you get into a loan, and just ask as many questions as possible. If you've never done this before, that's one of the things that we'll do as well. You know, we have free consultations, and we'll you can ask me as many questions as possible. You know, my girlfriend kids me and tells me that I talk too much, but that's okay because I like to be able to share information, and I want to make certain that folks really understand what they're getting themselves into so that they can't come back and have a story like the gentleman that I spoke to last week had.
That's great. And I like the fact that you offer free consultation. We can ask you any questions. So here's the question for you. So
sure.
Being that you're in the Atlanta market and you extend hard money loans, what's the better football team, the Falcons or the Patriots?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to answer that. This is recorded, right?
It is recorded.
Well, you know what? I did go to the Super Bowl, guys, and I did not have a good first and second quarter. I do not drink. However, in the third quarter, I was drinking more than I have ever drunk in my life because I was really depressed. And once, you know, the other team that's not from Atlanta started coming back, I was in a much happier place. That should tell you who my favorite team is. To be honest with you, one of my favorite teams is the Patriots. I mean, they're my favorite football team. I went to grad school in Boston, just fell in love with them. And I'm an old school Patriots fan. You know, Troy Brown, Willie McGinnis, Drew Bledsoe. So I'm not one of those new guys who just started liking them when they started winning all those games. But that said, I love seeing the Falcons win. It electrifies the city of Atlanta. People come together. I've never seen so many Falcons fans come out. I didn't know a lot of them existed because, you know, Falcons fans are at times, you know, they could be a little
don't do it like that. Don't do it like that.
But, yeah, I'm glad that Atlanta did get that far, and I know that Atlanta will definitely reach the mountaintop again. And with all the talent and all the, you know, the head coach and the new energy and the new dome, there's so many just great things going on for the Falcons. So, trust me, as a Patriots fan, I do not want to see them in another Super Bowl because I think it's things will probably not turn out the same way they did last time.
Yeah. All right, guys. So if you happen to apply for the consultation, guys, just be up front with them and tell them go Falcons. And speaking of being up front, Kenneth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any upfront fees associated with hard money?
We do not charge upfront fees in any way. However, there are what we call due diligence fees, and I want everyone to understand this. When we start a project, we have to know that this project is going to be a good one. I mean, we take your word for it to a degree, and we'll pull comparables and things of that sort. But we do two things. We want to make sure, number one, that the appraisal comes back at the number that we all hope it to come back at. Typically, an appraisal fee here in Atlanta is going to run you about $375 on the high end, $350 on the low end. And then we also do a budget review. Essentially, what that budget review is, we have a construction guy who's been in construction for decades. And, you know, whether you're in Atlanta, Florida, whoever city that we lend in, we have budget reviews. And that budget review allows us to feel more comfortable making a loan because the construction guy is literally going to go walk to the property. He's going to take the budget that you provided, and he's going to want you to defend that budget. He's going to do one of three things. Either he's going to say, your budget looks fine. I'm not going to make any changes to it. Or he's going to say, your budget is too light. I'm going to add a couple of things that you missed. Or he's going to say, well, I think your budget is just way over, you know, I think you can be reduced. And he'll make recommendations for you having reduced as well. Those are the two fees that a client will pay prior to the loan closing. Prior to the loan closing, we absorb all the costs. As far as initially underwriting it, we do a free consultation. We will actually send you comps to justify the after repair value you stated. And if it's not a deal, we like to tell you fairly quickly, hey, look, this may not be a deal for us, and this may be a deal that you may want to rethink. So we try to give you an objective analysis on the project before you start spending money on earnest money and things of that sort. I don't want anyone that's attached to us or associated with us to lose money on anything, especially when it comes to earnest money on deals that should have never been put in a contract to begin with because, you know, you were led to believe one thing. So that's, you know, and also we may require, depending on what city, here in Atlanta we have a humongous termite issue, especially with dilapidated properties. So we may want to pay like a $25 termite inspection fee. Guys, I would highly recommend that you guys do that because, you know, I would rather know going into a rehab project that there are termites as opposed to coming out of one. And so those are the fees that a client would, and again, those are paid directly to our vendors. They are not paid to us as a firm.
Yeah, so keep in mind, guys, I've used hard money personally on several deals. And working with Kenneth, he has your best interest at heart. And the fees that you are paying, they're not going towards an application fee or some huge fee just for money to be placed in his pocket. It's for the deal, just to make sure you have your budget in order and that you have all consequences evaluated up front, such as the state of the property. And I actually made that fatal mistake, Kenneth. One hard money lender deal I've done, as soon as we got to closing, never thought to check the crawl space in the basement. And it had a lot of mold. And that was about a $2,500 price that I had to pay directly before closing, which ate up some more funds to my bottom line. But if I would have just did that due diligence up front and had a property inspector inspect for mold, then I would negotiate that at closing with the hard money lender to see if I can get any concessions from the seller prior to closing.
Exactly.
So that was a great learning lesson for me. But I also want to switch gears a little bit and about the uses of hard money.
Sure.
So I assume most people are under the idea that you can use hard money primarily for flipping properties. But can you use them for flipping, or can you also use them for renting properties?
Yes, you can. But let me kind of – there's a way in which you have to use it. So hard money, by definition, is a – and I Juan, I'm trying to – because hard money has a kind of an adversarial tone to it. I like to use the term private money. And, you know, some folks may not like saying private money when it relates to if – they're speaking about hard money, because private money in some conversations has a different, you know, meaning to it. The biggest difference is the interest rate that's applied to it. Hard money is anywhere between 12 to 15, and private money kind of ranges from 8 to 11. It's semantics to me, but I like to use the term private money. I'm saying all that to say, a lot of our investors will loan them the money to buy a property that's in distress, rehab it, and then they have two choices. They can either – well, they have actually one choice, and it leads to two options. They have to exit out of the loan with us. They have to they have to get out of the loan with us within typically a year. Most folks are able to do it within 6 months. And they can either sell the property, which most folks do, or they can refinance the property, which a lot of folks do as well. And they can refinance it and hold on to that property and hold on to the asset as a cash flowing asset. And that's a way to create wealth. So I'm an advocate for both. I always tell folks, especially some of our more consistent borrowers, you know, go out, maybe do five flips, hold one of those properties, because you still want the cash flow that allows you to create wealth. And every property that you're able to hold on to allows you to increase your monthly revenue. So that's the best way to go about using hard money for a rental property. You will have to refinance it out to another lender who gives you a longer-term loan that does amortize, or the loan is paid down, and it's a lower interest rate. Typically, lenders who provide that type of financing, their interest rates are anywhere between 6.5% to about 9.9%, compared to our interest rate at 13% to 15%. And so that's the best way to go about using it, using hard money to kind of get into a rental property. Folks do that every single day of the week.
Man, Kenneth, you're giving way too much content away. Way too much information, man.
Again, man, I tell you, my girlfriend tells me I talk too much, but I don't mind. And trust me, at the end of the day, I want people to be armed with information, and I want to make certain that when they get into a deal that, you know, they get into it's a successful one. And we're all about relationships. We want to create a relationship with our investors. We've had investors that we've worked with for years, and we want to keep it that way. And the way to do that is by arming them with information. Whatever I know, they know. And we want to try to share that information with them as much as we can, so therefore they don't get into a bad investment. At real estate investing, I think a lot of people tend to not understand or miss the fact that this is an investment. Just like with a stock, just like with a bond, just like with any other type of instrument, you can make money or you can lose it. But you always have to keep upgrading the knowledge that you have in and also just working with other folks who know what they're doing when they're trying to help you towards your investment goals. But yeah, I have no problem doing that. I want people to really understand how this process works, and that's why we try to be as detailed as possible so folks don't get into they don't lose money.
I agree with that, and that's our motto at 100% Finance, Kenneth, is providing people the tools they need to succeed financially, and one of those tools is understanding. So I'm glad you broke it down, but just imagine listeners out there, if you're getting great content from this particular podcast episode, imagine how much more value you'll receive once you apply and you get to talk to Kenneth and his team as well. Okay? And if you guys are interested in applying, just go to 100%finance.com, click on the Hard Money webpage under services, and you'll see additional information there. So I just want to switch gears a little bit, Kenneth, before we wrap up this podcast and talk about the three people who have the biggest impact in your life.
Oh, that's an easy one. They are all in my family. The first two, obviously, are my parents. They're immigrants. They came here in the mid-70s, nothing to their name, just a dream, and they were on student visas, and they just really, really worked hard. They had a couple of kids to feed, and they were able to just make it work. Not only did they succeed in the United States, but they, they had their children are doing well or doing okay. And so, those are my mom and my dad are the testament. I get pretty much applaud them for what they were doing because when they were my age, they had a number of mouths to feed. They had limited English. They had just a lot more challenges than I did. So, and then again, their work ethic was just amazing. So if I can get a little bit of their work ethic, I'll be okay. So definitely mom and dad. And thirdly, I would say my big sister. She's a humongous inspiration to me. She is a foreign service officer, also known as an ambassador. She's currently in Morocco, and she's always just inspired me to just dream bigger and think bigger and think globally. A lot of folks, when they're in the mix and when they're in their respective cities, they tend to just see Atlanta or they see, let's say, Pittsburgh, or they see whatever city that they're in, and they don't understand or they don't realize that the world is so much bigger. She's one of the folks who really encourages me to go out and travel and go out and meet folks. And at the end of the day, I'm an introvert. I know it may not seem that way, but I have a twin brother who is completely different. He's the complete opposite of me. He's the type of guy that, Juan, you guys would have, my apologies, you guys have a great time with each other. So he's really boisterous. He's laughing. He's all the things that I'm not. But my twin sister, I'm sorry, my big sister is definitely my third inspiration. So those would be the three biggest people that have really allowed me to be the person who I'm in right now.
That's amazing. If we had room for a fourth person, it would probably be Matt Ryan, right?
You know what? He's inspirational to a degree. I mean, it depends on what type of inspiration you want to need. Yeah, but, hey, I like Matt Ryan. For two quarters, he's good for you. Another two.
Oh, came back with another jab. Oh, I caught that one. That was a good one. All right. So, final question we have here, Kenneth, for you. Last words of wisdom for those aspiring real estate investors out there.
Sure. Two things. Try to learn as much as you can, and secondly, take action. Like, nothing happens if you take it, if you do not take any action. Like, nothing is changed. Your life is going to be stagnant if you just stay in the same place. It's so funny you say that, because I had, I did a presentation last week, and during the presentation, I asked a couple of folks what some of the feelings they had about hard money. And some folks were, they were fearful of using hard money. And rightfully so, they should be. I mean, you're assuming debt. You're assuming debt, and every month you have to make a monthly payment towards that debt, and it's not generating any bit of income. So there should be some trepidation there. However, you cannot let that stop you in changing your life. When you get into a real estate deal, there's a potential to make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on a deal. Those are life-changing dollar amounts. So if you don't take action to get to that number, nothing is going to happen. I mean, maybe you can go to another industry, but if you're in real estate, if you're committed to real estate, if you want to start real estate, take action. Even if the first deal or two deals or three deals or even four deals just don't pan out, keep going. At the end of the day, one of those will happen, assuming that you could align yourself with the right people. You read the right books, you read books. I don't know what consider the right books, but you just start to go out and meet people and just start making offers on properties and start learning how to make an offer and start, working with hard money lenders. If it's not me, then someone else. I just like people being able to, change their life by essentially just a couple of steps. Just go out and take action. That's my biggest thing.
That's true, Kenneth, in regard to the education aspect when using hard money and people have a reservation. And I like to use debt, whether it's business funding, which we offer at 100% finance, or hard money, which we also offer at 100% finance.
Absolutely.
It's like a knife.
Yeah.
When you're using a knife, if you use it haphazardly without proper training, you could potentially kill someone, or in this case, kill your deal.
Exactly.
But if you use a knife with precision, like a surgeon uses a scalpel, it can save life, or in this case, save your deal. It depends upon you getting the education that's required and then applying that education with precision. And that's what
exactly.
We share with you once you apply for hard money. So Kenneth, he'll hold your hand, he'll walk you through the deal, or at least he'll consult you about hard money and give you some great tips as well. So if you guys are interested, go to 100%finance.com, services, and click on hard money. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me,
Kenneth, and I'm sure we'll hear from you more again in the future, and hopefully on other platforms, whether it's YouTube or in our in-person meetings that we have here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope the same as well. I had a lot of fun today. Go Patriots,
right,
by the way.
I might have edited that
I'm
one
just kidding,
out.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But as always, guys, to your success, continue to earn passively and live passionately. Peace!